Recent talk of recession in the U.S. has commentator Joel Achenbach looking for solutions. He says one key to saving the economy may be in your closet.
If your home is like mine, it's not so much a palace as a, well, a storage facility, a warehouse. There are big things and medium-sized things and lots of small things. There are hair clips, rubber bands, pencils, coins, playing cards, matches, rocks found on hikes, nuts, bolts, washers, mysterious pieces of metal, Beanie Babies breeding like flies, crayons, newspapers, catalogs, all this stuff piling up, spreading, infiltrating the little nooks and crevices. This is a difficult time of year because more things have just arrived, all these presents. Apparently, people were under the impression that what we needed in our lives were more things. Among the new objects in my house is a very tiny karaoke machine for a doll. I'm sorry, but the last thing we need is for the small, non-human residents of the house to start having their own consumer items. Now, you would think that having too much stuff is a side effect of having too much money. Not true. This problem is egalitarian. It doesn't matter your income. You probably got too much stuff. It is my impression that very rich people have more stuff that shatters easily. Occasionally, you will go into someone's house and look around, and you'll be amazed. It's uncluttered. There's not much stuff. How is this even possible? Very simple. He lost everything in the divorce. Just a few decades ago, the average American household had only about 35 objects. People had an icebox, a giant radio, a table, some chairs, a piano, a few articles of clothing, and some root vegetables like potatoes and turnips. That was it. Over time, we become imprisoned by our possessions. We become buried amid junk. Our possessions are the things that we have decided to convert our cash into. It's good in some ways that American society produces a lot of stuff. It's a sign of economic strength. The Soviet Union collapsed in part because it couldn't make small things. It made big things like rockets, tanks, submarines, and hydroelectric plants. It couldn't make the tiny things that end up under the sofa. That said, our economy appears to be heading into hard times in part because of overproduction, excessive inventory. We probably won't get the economy back on track until we start throwing away the old things we already have. Let's make a New Year's resolution. We're cleaning out the closets. And we're doing it for America.
The comments of Joel Achenbach, a reporter for The Washington Post and author of Captured by Aliens, The Search for Life and Truth in a Very Large Universe.